May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. When Peter and the rest of the apostles are told of the empty tomb, they do not believe the story is true. They suppose the women are telling an idle tale. They're making this up. But I guess you can't blame them, because up until this point in history, no one else has risen from the dead. But for whatever reason, Peter is curious enough to see for himself. You might say that this is Peter's mustard seed of faith. And this curiosity, this mustard seed of faith, is enough to at least drive him to peek into the empty tomb to see if the story is true. Now, I wonder, what drove you to church this morning? Not literally, but spiritually. What drove you to come to church this morning? Maybe your parents made you. Maybe your spouse made you. Better yet, maybe fear of your parents or spouse made you come. Maybe you're just curious. Some of you might be here because you come every Sunday and then some. Others of you are here because that's what you do with your family on Easter Sunday. You go to church, and maybe you're visiting with family. Perhaps you wanted to sing your favorite Easter hymns to the tune of a world-class organ accompanied by one of the most talented choirs you'll have in the Birmingham area. Maybe you've heard that the Ascension Flower Guild is the best around. While very unlikely, maybe some of you are here today because you wanted to hear a humdinger of a sermon. I used to think it was my job to preach a sermon with such vigor and power that you'd literally rise from your pews yourself. But now, with the help of today's scripture, I believe my job is simply to make you curious. Curious enough to want to see for yourself if the story is true. In all honesty, even the best sermon in the world will not convince you that Jesus is risen from the dead. In fact, sometimes the best sermons can actually prevent us from exploring a life of faith. St. Paul said as much in his epistles, that good sermons can distract us from the true message. Sermons that claim to have all the answers to life's most difficult questions can stifle spiritual growth. Why? Well, because if you have the answer, then why would you keep on searching? Why would you keep on looking? But searching and looking is how we grow in faith. Even more, there's not a one-size-fits-all program for a life of faith. What works for Joe might not work for Jill. What works for the Episcopal Church might not work for the Evangelical Church. What works for Ascension might not work for the Advent. What works in Alabama might not work for Alaska. If there were a one-size-fits-all program, then the incarnation of God in the flesh of humanity is done in vain. Because if God can dwell in a first-century Palestinian Jew, then surely God can dwell in anyone, anywhere, anytime. The empty tomb does not call us to proclaim the certainty of faith, as if that's a thing. Rather, the empty tomb calls us to proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. With certainty, there is an end, there is an answer, there is resolution. But with mystery, there is no end. There is only more God, more life, more to discover. Engaging in mystery doesn't mean we won't come to conclusions along the way. It just means there's no end to a life lived with God. Mystery makes a way for us to grow into the full stature of God in Christ. Certainty, however, can keep us at arm's length from God, because certainty gives us the illusion that we know all we need to know. Living in mystery rather than certainty is incredibly hard for we human beings that want to know everything. Living in certainty leads to a life that can be antithetical to a life of faith. Certainty makes us complacent. It can make us rigid and inflexible. It can make us arrogant and rude. It can make us self-righteous. It can blind us to the mystery of faith. Even as it relates to things less mysterious than the empty tomb, it's amazing how certain we human beings can be about things we don't really know anything about. We watched a YouTube video. Suddenly we're experts. We did something once. and now we're the master of it. We read a 10-minute article, and suddenly we have a PhD. We turn one person's opinion into an undisputed fact. This fast-paced world we live in has deprived us from the freedom to wonder. Before we can think and reflect for ourselves, some so-called expert is telling us what to think and how to think. We take their word for it without doing our own work. We share these opinions, however well-informed, as if they were universal truths. But the truth is that we don't really know half of what we report to know. And if we can admit that, then we might be more open to mystery, more open to the truths that we are certain to miss in our certainty. While we might have a wealth of information at our fingertips, literally, we are not the wiser for it. In fact, we are probably less wise because we mistake the accumulation of knowledge for wisdom. And this is why I believe it is my job as your preacher to invite you to curiosity instead of certainty. While there are fundamental truths that are essential to our life of faith, these truths are not meant to be shoved down your throat with certainty. They are meant to make you curious enough to want to see for yourself. These truths are meant to invite you into the mystery of faith. A couple decades ago, the Episcopal Church decided it needed to do a better job at evangelism. So what did we do? We made a bunch of posters. But there were some good posters. One poster said, "Welcome to the Episcopal Church, where you don't have to check your brain at the door." In other words, the Episcopal Church believes that reason and intellect are a part of the revelation of God's Word. Of course, that reason and that intellect have guardrails, which are called Scripture and tradition. We believe Scripture is the primary source of God's revelation. Well, Jesus is actually the primary source, but for us today, it's Scripture. We also value the traditions and teachings of the church. Finally, we believe that God's revelation is ongoing and can be discerned through the collective wisdom of the church, through the power of the Spirit who is leading us into all truth. The best theologians, the best preachers, the best Christian thinkers are those who approach God's word with humility and curiosity that invite wonder, not certainty, that where arrogance is attached. Thomas Aquinas is one of those great thinkers of our Christian faith. He approached God's word with humility and curiosity. In fact, his humility and curiosity are seen in the very last words he ever wrote. He said, "All I have written seems to be nothing but straw compared to what I have seen and what I have experienced in the revelation of Christ." In the end, Aquinas' silence was the result of experiencing God in such a way where he knew that no words could possibly capture the mystery of faith. And Aquinas died without writing another word. As I studied today's lesson, I was initially shocked by Peter's response to the empty tomb. He doesn't rush to town to tell everyone what happened. He doesn't take a selfie and post it on Instagram. He doesn't even go looking for Jesus. Instead, he goes home. He just saw the empty tomb and he goes home? Upon further reflection, Peter's response isn't so different than Aquinas's. Are there words that could possibly capture what he just saw? What could he say? How could he say it? Would anyone possibly believe him? So maybe it is a good thing that Peter goes home to collect his thoughts, to do his own work of prayer and reflection. Maybe he's learned a lesson after all. Maybe the empty tomb makes space for him to be less reactive and more intentional and proactive. Maybe the mercurial Peter has grown in faith, not because he knows with certainty that the Lord is risen, but because he's been filled with curiosity, a curiosity that invites him to wonder. The empty tomb will not let us stand idle, for it is an invitation to live into the mystery of faith. Living into the mystery of faith calls us and the church into the world with a kind of openness, a kind of curiosity that makes us wonder, where is Jesus? While certainty tends to close doors, openness and curiosity opens doors for others to join in the search for Jesus. And when we do find Jesus, or when Jesus finds us, there is one thing we will know for certain. God's love for you and for all the human family is endless. Or as one prays, God's love for you and the entire human family is immeasurable. But you don't have to take my word for it. Come and see for yourself. So stay curious, my friends. Amen.